Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Great to have you in tomorrow night. Two highest paid quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, collide on another network. And Sunday, a full slate of NFL games. Mark Schlereth, who's got three rings, multiple Pro Bowlers, a Fox NFL analyst, is joining us live from his beautiful place in Denver. So you got the Seahawks and Falcons. And we were saying this earlier today. There is a movement in Seattle, an active social media movement called Let Russ Cook, where Seahawk fans and by the way, analytic people in the NFL are saying, this is Russell's team. Let's go, Pete Carroll. Let's let it go. Now, I know, Mark, your career was built on running the football. But you also won a lot of games with John Elway. When you're looking and deep diving on that Seattle tape from last year as you prepare for the Seahawks-Falcons game, do you think they need to reboot the offense in Seattle?
Absolutely not. Let Russ cook. You may let him cook. He may be on a spigot, because they have not been very good from a protection standpoint. They are really built on being physical, being able to run the ball, and a lot of Russ's big plays in the passing game honestly come from the play-action aspect of their ability to run the football, Colin. So that's a big part of what makes Seattle, Seattle. And, I called the game last year where Baltimore came in there, and their whole premise was shut down their run game and make Russell Wilson throw it 45 times, because we think if we can do that, we think we have the advantage. So I'm not down with the let Russ cook. I'm down with the let the offense operate. And I will tell you this. He's one of the most unselfish players I've ever talked to. And I'm sorry about my dog, but he's really excited about Russell Wilson, obviously. But he's one of the most unselfish players I've ever talked to. And this is a guy that if he throws it five times in the first half, as long as they're winning, he doesn't give a rip. That's what makes him great, and it really is set up off that play action and then his ability to scramble around.
What's your dog's name, by the way?
That is Romeo, and Romeo, very excited about being on the Herd. He has always been a fan. He watches you every single day, and as soon as he saw you on the TV, I mean, he's giving his analysis, obviously. Okay. I apologize, but there's nobody home but me and Romy, so that's what you got.
All right, buddy. Okay, so now I want to concentrate on Atlanta, the team that breaks my heart every year, that's in the Super Bowl a couple years ago. And now they got a coach that's a lame duck coach. And I actually like them in this opener. What is it about this organization? All this talent, Super Bowl MVP level quarterback, and they just don't show up every other Sunday.
Well, part of the issue, Colin, is that you can have talent. I mean, you know, we get enamored by talent because talent is really easy to see. It's easy to see, you know, speed. It's easy to look at Julio Jones and see what Julio Jones brings. It's easy to see just overall talent, speed, and athleticism. The issue is that they can't dominate a line of scrimmage, and they've really never, since they've had Kyle Shanahan, they really never basically majored in anything as a group. And so when I watch their film, one of the issues I have is, I like, what are you, a wide zone team, a tight zone team, a bend back team? Are you a power team? Are you a gap team? What do you want to be? What is your run of choice? Like, that's what I would ask. And so I'm watching some tape from last year, and I recognize maybe 12 or 13 completely different schemes. Well, when you run that many schemes on any given Sunday, you don't major in any scheme, right? You basically minor in a bunch of them. So it really renders some of your play action stuff ineffective because you haven't sold any one thing. You haven't made a defense defend any one thing. And so I look at them as having too much volume in their offense. Like, pare it down, major in something, and sell out on that. And that will, you know, I mean, you can look at all your periphery weapons and all your receivers and all that you have there. But the bottom line is, in my mind, you haven't done a good enough job of majoring in one thing in the run game that sets up a lot of the explosive plays, the play action.
Do you listen? My staff just said to me, do you want to take 90 seconds to put your dog away or something?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, go ahead. I'll wait for you.
Okay.
All right.
There you talk amongst yourselves.
All right. So his dog is Romy. And
I almost got a dog right at the beginning of quarantine. And I'm glad I didn't, because we ended up working from home for 2 months.
So you're not a cat person.
I am a cat person, but I have an apartment and like the litter box in the apartment, you know, it's like a full life commitment.
Right.
So I'm glad I didn't, because I was, once we started working from home for 2 months, I was like, oh my God, what would I have done if I had a barker? Like, my goal was to get like the laziest dog possible, but
I got a couple of those.
That's what I need.
Yeah. So I got Buddy and Yossi for Yosemite.
I had a dog Romeo in college.
Yeah. The way I look at it, you know, I will say this about dogs is on a bad day.
Okay, I'm back.
Nothing puts you in a better mood. All right, there we go. Listen, Romy's a dog. He saw you talking to yourself and he couldn't figure it out and he started barking. No big deal.
Yeah. Well, he's old and he's old and. Like I said, he's a big Colin Cowherd fan, so he just wanted to say hi.
All right. So, you know, sometimes we overthink the room. And I look at Brady, and he got Leonard Fournette. And Leonard Fournette's actually a really productive guy, considering he played in front of a bad front and had quarterbacks that people crowded the box. And I look at it, and I think to myself, are we overthinking the room here? I got Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, and I've got O.J. Howard, and I got Gronk, and I got Shady McCoy, and Ronald Jones, and they upgraded tackle, and I got Leonard Fournette. Stink, are we overthinking it here? This is the most talented offense potentially in the NFC with the most efficient quarterback, and this is going to be a lot better team than we think in Tampa.
Oh, I think two things. One, you're right about the offense, right? You've got Gronkowski. You've got three tight ends that can really play. So you have an ability to attack a defense. You have an ability to really control the middle of the football field. Leonard Fournette, listen, I don't hold anybody accountable for not playing well in Jacksonville, because, Colin, it's Jacksonville.
Right.
And that was one of the most dysfunctional organizations or is one of the most dysfunctional organizations. Nobody wants to be there anymore. I mean, you've seen mass exodus, right? Guys just begging to get out of there, from Ramsey to Ngakoue now to Leonard Fournette. So Leonard Fournette is a full-grown man, and he is going to fit into that style exceptionally well. I think the other thing that people don't really understand is how good that defense is. They are young on that side of the ball. They are athletic on that side of the ball. Todd Bowles, their defensive coordinator, is a blitz-happy, go-attack. And they've got this philosophical approach that we're going to create some turnovers. We may give up a few big plays, but we're going to create turnovers. We're going to create sacks. We're going to create short fields for that offense and that talent. It's incredible what they've built in Tampa Bay right now with Tom Brady, who at 43 years old is still – absolutely insanely good.
So it's interesting. I really liked Denver about 2 months ago. I didn't love them at left tackle, and then their right tackle opted out. And I thought, oh boy, they're going to become Cleveland, where I like them, but they have a young quarterback with bad tackles. And then Von Miller gets hurt. And this morning I wake up and I think to myself, now I'm not so sure on Denver. Am I overreacting, or losing a right tackle, losing Von Miller, it changes things for Denver?
Yeah, no, it certainly changes things. And I didn't think they were a playoff team anyhow, because I think they've got too many question marks on both sides of the ball. But you were counting not only on a young, talented, but young offensive core, right? That was really what you were counting on being good. And then defensively, being really good on the defensive side of the ball, with Von Miller, with Bradley Chubb, and you were going to overcome some of your issues on the defensive side, inside linebacking from a coverage standpoint, young corners and corners out of position. They've replaced, essentially three starting corners, three of three. So there were some question marks, but you thought, hey, with Von Miller and with Bradley Chubb, we can overcome those issues at corner early as those guys develop. Well, now all of a sudden, what do you got? Well, Bradley Chubb has been injured, and he's not full go yet. And I don't know what he'll be on Monday night, if he'll be ready to go or not. But I think at the very least, you're going to have him on a pitch count. And then you've got Von Miller, who looks like he's going to be out for the season. So, yeah, anytime you break the huddle as an offensive player and you've got a guy like Von Miller on that side, I played against guys like Lawrence Taylor and Reggie White. The first thing you do when you leave the huddle, when you go break, is you find that particular guy and you say, we have to have a plan for him. So if you're an opposing quarterback and you're playing against Von Miller, you're looking at yourself and going, hey, man, I don't know, 20% of our offense, we probably have to scrap pile it, because we've got to mitigate what he brings to the table from a pass rushing standpoint and from a presence standpoint. So all of a sudden you're going, oh, no Von Miller? Well, that 20% that we just canned is back in our offense now. So it gives me more opportunities. And now if Bradley Chubb is also injured, yeah, this is, this could be a 2-3 game swing.
Yeah. Is there a team, I'll put you on the spot here, give me one team in the NFL that everybody likes, everybody's hot on, and Mark Schlereth is like, I don't see it. Who's the team? Everybody's just got them rolled into a 10, 11, 12, and you have some misgivings about them.
Well, I mean, there is always the Cleveland, the hype of Cleveland is going to be great this year, but let's just scrap pile them because I don't buy into that. The Rams are a team in that division, as tough as that division is. And, it was really interesting to me. Everybody last year said, well, the Rams, what were they, 9-7 last year?
Yeah.
Everybody said, well, people have caught up to Sean McVay. No, they haven't. They lost the most physical guard in all of football, and Roger Saffold went to Tennessee. There's a reason the correlation of the run game in Tennessee toward the second half of the season really exploded. They also lost their starting center. And what they were disguised as that people didn't realize is the Rams looked like a spread team, but they were really a power run football team that set up all their play action stuff off of that. So in that division with the Niners, as good as the Niners are, with Seattle, as good as Seattle is, with up and coming Arizona and what they were doing last year toward the end of the season, I think the Rams are a team that a lot of people look at as, hey, they're a playoff team. that might be sorely mistaken come playoff time.
Yeah, it is funny. Stafford left, and all of a sudden Tennessee could run the ball, and the Rams couldn't. It is amazing. You know, you guards don't get any love. We just don't pay attention to you. Sad.
No, you guys don't love us.
It's sad. It is sad. It's a very sad life. Well, go get what's the dog's name again? Maury.
Romeo.
My wife came home and took him for a walk, so she saved the day.
All right, go
Sorry
work.
Sorry about that.
Go work on your lawn.
It's snowing here, Colin. I can't work on my lawn today. It's snowing. It was 98 yesterday, and it was 98 on Monday, and today or yesterday it was snowed.
Yeah. Welcome.
Lord
to,
have mercy.
Welcome Denver. To Denver. Yeah.
You gotta love it.
Yeah. Good seeing you, buddy.
Likewise, bud. Take care.
Sunday, Seahawks, Falcons, 1 Eastern on Fox. Mark Schlereth has that game.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Here's Joy Taylor with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Jimmy Butler led the Heat to a series win over the top-seeded Bucks.
It was very impressive.
It was very impressive. To reach the first conference finals of his career, and he opened up about finally getting to this point in the playoffs.
It means a lot, but like you said, that's not my goal. That's not my guy's goal. It's not the organization's goal. We want to win it. We want a championship, and I think that's what we're focused on. These next eight are going to be much harder than the previous eight. We know that, but we're ready for it.
You know what? I've always felt you should wait for the playoffs to vote MVP. You could make an argument that Jimmy Butler should be in the MVP race.
For sure.
Who went to an average team and got them to the conference finals? One guy in the league. I mean, if it's most valuable player, he is the most valuable player outside of LeBron this year in the NBA.
Well, the conversation, I guess, is it's a regular season award, right?
So who cares about the NBA?
If we did a playoffs MVP, which, you know, they did a bubble MVP, but if they did a playoffs MVP,
and the word is valuable.
And I guess that comes down to finals MVP, but that can be subjective as well. But no, I agree with you. Jimmy Butler has been absolutely incredible. This was the absolute perfect fit for him.
Changed the locker room, changed the way they defend.
Well, the Heat have always been a gritty, nasty, villainous kind of team when it comes to defense. That's what Pat Riley likes.
Right.
And Pat Riley, for being the, you know, the suave godfather, cool.
He's a grinder.
He's very, like, serious and grinder and no nonsense. And there's a system and there's the way we do things and there's a standard. And that's showing now. And I'm really proud of this organization, because once LeBron left, we were left for dead. You know, it was like this Spokane coach, and there was, you know, obviously that's how it happens when LeBron James leaves an organization. Obviously Chris Bosh and then Wade. So everything, as it happens, dynasties fall apart at one point or another for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But keeping consistent, and this is a good example of what well-run organizations do. They don't panic when there's change. Change is inevitable. That doesn't mean you have to panic. Yeah. You see organizations that fall apart. They fire people and bring in new coaching staffs, and this doesn't work, so let's try this. You got to be consistent. When you have greatness at the top, you know what to do. You know how to ride the storm, and now they're in the Eastern Conference Finals. Yeah. I mean, that's what good organizations do. It's why I trusted Toronto when they got Kawhi, because there's a well-run organization that's there every single year. They need a superstar to put them over the top.
It's why a lot of these quarterbacks drafted in the NFL struggle. It's not their talent. They go into the wrong place. It's hard to overcome dysfunctional ownership. It's really, you got to be Andrew Luck.
Look, not even. Like, you have to, you can't even be LeBron. Like, LeBron was in Cleveland. He's the greatest player in the league. Couldn't overcome it. He left for Miami.
Yeah.
Like, that's where he won his first championship, with a championship-level organization. You can say whatever you want about going back to Cleveland, but that once you got back to Cleveland, he had the blueprint. Then he had the control. Then he was able to say no to this and no to that.
Right.
It's almost impossible to overcome a traditionally dysfunctional organization in any sport, no matter how big of a superstar you are. So speaking of LeBron, he had a great performance in Game 3 last night against the Rockets. It was one of those games where I'm like, man, we are really blessed to be able to watch LeBron James play basketball.
How about blocking all the shots?
Unbelievable. 36 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 blocks in the 112-102 win. The victory also moved him past Derek Fisher into the first in all-time playoff wins with 162.
I was talking to a friend last night about this. I said, why does LeBron look so fresh? Well, he got injured last year, so he didn't play. And this year, because of COVID, he had 3 months off. I've never seen LeBron look this fresh as we get ready for the Western Conference Finals here.
No, he has like a bounce in his
step. Like, LeBron's had about a year now. He just hasn't played that much basketball. And I don't think the pandemic benefited anybody more than LeBron, who in year 17 is like, yeah, we're going to wipe out a big chunk of the regular season. He looks...
Because he's always taken incredible care of his body and has miraculously not had major injuries. Like, he's done an incredible job with that. So it makes perfect sense that him having that extra time off from the injury, blessing in disguise, they weren't going to be able to make it through to the championship with that team last year anyway, even if they had made the playoffs. This is a great scenario for him and a huge milestone for him as well, which, you know, of course, after the game, he said the right thing, as he always does, but... That was like a vintage LeBron game.
The block shots is what he used to do his first 6 years in the league. But you, over time, he'll give you the points. I can't run up and down the floor blocking everybody's shot. Like,
right, and that's what we're very critical of him after a while. He doesn't play any defense anymore. He just looks great right now. Finally, Bill Belichick is facing a new challenge this season, coaching a team without Tom Brady for the first time in 20 years. He's one of the oldest coaches in the league at 68, but when he was asked about the possibility of leaving the team in 2021, he gave his standard response.
I mean, just trying to get ready for Miami, Glenn. I don't know. Honestly, long term for me is would be Sunday.
I like this new Bill. He's got commercials, and he's being funny. He's praising his quarterback.
I know. Life of the party.
It's wild.
Subway commercial.
Of all the things you would have expected in 2020. I don't want to get into the Bill Belichick retirement conversation. We talked about Tom Brady retiring for like 10 years.
How about this, though? That's like replacing Howard Stern. Let somebody else do it coming after that.
Yeah, who would you rather replace, Tom Brady or Bill Belichick? I think Tom Brady.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you're just not going to be that good. Because Tom Brady is, some of his success was circumstantial. With Belichick, he's just smarter than everybody. His brain's not circumstantial.
It's going to be something to have to replace Bill Belichick. But I am not going to start having the replacing Bill Belichick conversation. Bill will let us know when he's retired. We don't need to project and worry about it. I don't want to have that conversation. Every single year, is Tom Brady going to retire? I don't know. He wants to play 3 more years. I don't know. It doesn't matter. We'll find out all together at once. Can we just do that? Let's just agree.
Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Three-word game, NFC style, and best for last is coming up next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Boost your healthy testosterone. Burn fat. Check it out, mdriveformen.com. They've got boost and burn. Joy Taylor is joining me. It's best for last. We did the three-word game yesterday with the AFC. Today it's the NFC. where we believe you can describe every team's fate in just three words, forces you to get right to the point. And here we go with the NFC three-word game. Dallas, Dak in saddle. Despite heavy speculation, Dak Prescott signed a franchise tag, second most passing yards in the NFL last year. The downside, he did it against bad teams and was 1-6 against playoff teams. An aging offensive line, like him or not, Dak in the saddle. New York, don't judge yet. Listen, last 3 years, they were 0-12 against the Eagles and Cowboys. It can't get worse with Joe Judge. He replaces Pat Shurmur, who's more of a coordinator personality than a head coach. I did think Daniel Jones was surprisingly nimble and efficient, and I did think they had a good draft, and I like a couple of their free agent acquisitions. So Dave Gettleman's not my fave, but I thought they had a very good offseason. Philadelphia, hurt versus Hurts. Carson Wentz is always hurt, and they drafted Jalen Hurts. Both will play this year. They lost Brandon Brooks, one of the best interior offensive linemen in the NFL, but they acquired Darius Slay, who I think you can argue is the first or second best corner in the league, and that has been a problem position for the Eagles in the last several years. Washington, ride the Rivera. Worst scoring offense and worst passing offense in the NFL, and they hired a defensive coach. The good news, Dwayne Haskins, last two starts, four touchdowns, no picks, 73% completion percentage. Take a deep breath. Let's give him 6 to 7 to 8 starts. Then we'll make judgments. Chicago must ditch Mitch. Last among all qualified quarterbacks last year at 6 yards an attempt. Let's be honest. He doesn't throw the ball down the field. He's a good kid. He works hard. He's kind of athletic. He doesn't let it go. And it's an Alex Smith thing, but he doesn't throw the ball as well as Alex Smith. Now, the good news is they have the easiest 6-game stretch to start the season of anybody, but it's not an easy division. Detroit, lying to themselves. Matt Patricia's not working. He's 9-22-1. It's not working. Matt Stafford's now an old 32, missed 8 games last year. They lost Darius Slay. I think Patricia, at the end of last year, lost the locker room. A lot of people like Detroit this year. I think they're lying to themselves. Green Bay. Can Aaron LaFleurish, Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers, listen, Aaron's 37, gets more banged up. Passer rating last 3 years, under 100. Completion percentage last 3 years, declined. He's only got one weapon on the perimeter. That's why he was upset they didn't get a wide receiver. I think they're good, but not special. Minnesota, Minnie will winny. Listen, Kirk Cousins drives us nuts, right? Bottom line, Delvin Cook, star, had his best year ever. Offensive line, last two drafts, upgraded. Adam Thielen, two tight ends I like. And Mike Zimmer's an excellent defensive coach. We may think they have a low ceiling. This is a good football team. This is a really good football team. Good GM, good coach, capable quarterback in kind of a Derek Carr sense that, you know, we think there's limitations on letting it go. But Minnesota's well run. It's a good football team. They're going to win this division. Carolina, Atlanta peaked in 2016. Since the Super Bowl loss, they're 24-24. And Matt Ryan got the you-know-what kicked out of him last year. He got sacked 48 times. This is their one great asset. Protect him, please. This is not difficult in the NFL. You get a good quarterback, draft offensive lineman, protect Matt Ryan. Todd Gurley is an interesting acquisition. It didn't work in L.A. at the end. But if you can get 65, 70 yards, Gurley's a pretty good pass catcher at running back. And he did play in the South, so he may feel like he's home again. And he won't have the innate pressure of that massive contract in L.A. So I do think Todd Gurley works here for this organization. All right, Carolina. Ready, Teddy, go. Teddy Bridgewater's 22-12 as a starter in the NFL. That's like 65% winning percentage. Okay, I know he doesn't have a big arm. Neither does Drew Brees. This is a Christian McCaffrey, Curtis Samuel, DJ Moore, Matt Rhule, decent offensive line. Now, last year, actually, their defense was kind of a mess. I think they're going to score a lot of points. I think they're rebuilding. I think they're going to be a pain. I think Matt Rhule is going to bring energy. I think Teddy Bridgewater doesn't turn the ball over. I don't think they're a playoff team, but I have a feeling we're going to look up halfway through the season and they're ruining people's lives. New Orleans, one last March. Breeze, 20th season. This is it. Then he's going to be a TV announcer. Malcolm Jenkins, Emmanuel Sanders, good pickups. I like it. I like it. One last March. Joy thinks they're in the Super Bowl. Good argument to be made. NFC West, Arizona. Oh, sorry, darn it, Tampa. Found their treasure. All-time winningest quarterback, Gronk, Shady McCoy, Leonard Fournette, all engineered by the best quarterback of all time. He'll change the locker room, the intensity, the efficiency, the urgency. He is LeBron. He is beyond good. He brings so many leadership qualities to a team you just can't duplicate. Arizona, Murray up offense. Kyler Murray, offensive rookie of the year. They do what Seattle hasn't. They kind of give it to him and say, let's go. It's your offense. Los Angeles, ready to resurge. Sean McVay, winning record, top 10 offense. Each year under him, let's not go crazy. If the protection's good, Goff has excellent weapons. I'll argue this. Best receiving core in the NFL. And Van Jefferson, the rookie, has looked great at camp. San Francisco, Shan the man, Mike Shanahan, Kyle Shanahan. They run the football. Three different players rushed for over 500 yards last year. They're 10-0 when Garoppolo throws for 275 yards, and he will. And finally, Seattle, for Pete's sake, stop running the ball so much. Russell Wilson, only NFL quarterback in history to lead his team to a winning record each of his first 8 years. Pete, throw the ball. Stop running so much. We're back tomorrow for joining everybody. It's The Herd.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.